我们一起来读主的话。
Let's read God's word.
罗马八章十二到十三节。
Romans chapter 8, chapter 8, 12 and 13.
八章十二到十三节。
Romans chapter 8, 12 and 13.
大家一起来读。弟兄们，这样看来，我们并不是欠肉体的债。你们若顺从肉体活着，必要死；靠着圣灵致死身体的恶行，必要活着。加拉太书第五章
Galatians chapter 5
16到17节
16 and 17 They then walk in the spirit, and you shall not fulfill the lust of the flesh. For the flesh lusts against the spirit, and the spirit against the flesh.
圣灵和情欲相争，这两者彼此不，你们不能所愿意做的。二十四节到二十五节，凡属基督耶稣的人，这已经把肉体连肉体的邪情私欲统定在十字架上了。我们若是靠圣灵得生，就当靠圣灵行事。六章十四到十五节
Galatians 6:14-15
是耶稣基督的十字架，因着十字架救我而论，世界已经定在十字架上，就世界而论，我已经定在十字架上，受割礼不受割礼都无关紧要，要紧的是做新造的人。我们读下去，读到十七节，十八、十七节。反照治理二行的，便平安怜悯交给他们和神的以色列民。从今以后，人都不要搅扰我，因为我身上带着耶稣的印记。今天我们要讲个非常重要的题目。
Today we're going to talk about a very important topic.
致死的十架。
The cross that puts to death.
我们已经讲过七篇的十架经历。
We have talked about seven lessons of the cross.
今天我们讲第八篇的十架经历。
Today is the eighth lesson.
我们上次也讲到统定的十架。
Last time we talked about the cross of crucifixion.
这次讲到致死的十架。
Today we're going to talk about the cross that puts to death.
我们先要给弟兄姊妹明白一件事，什么叫做肉体。
Let us first understand what is flesh.
这是我们今天圣经里主要的题目，是致死肉体。
An important message in the Bible is how to put the flesh to death.
圣经怎样用肉体这个字？
How does the Bible describe flesh?
肉体这个字有两种不同的用法。
There are two different uses of the word flesh.
一种说到肉体。
The first talk about our body.
就是说到我们的血肉自身。
We talk about our physical form.
我们的身体，对不对？
Our body.
圣经就称它为肉体。
The Bible talks about it as the flesh.
这不是一个坏的名字，这是个好的名字。
Now,There is no nothing bad about our body.
保罗也讲到几句话关于这个肉身。
Even Paul mentioned about this physical body.
不要糟蹋这个肉身。
He said that don't offend this body.
要保养顾惜。
But take good care of it.
保罗的话又讲得很细啊。
Now Paul talks about words in great detail.
操练身体的一处尚少。
He says for bodily exercise, profit a little.
保罗没有说运动没有益处。
Paul never said that don't go exercise.
有益处还少。
But he said it profits.
靠你敬虔今生来生的大有益处。
But exercise your spirit has great return.
像我就是个没有运动的人。
For me, I don't exercise much.
保罗说没有运动不对的。
But Paul said that that's not right.
保罗运动。
Paul exercised.
保罗不是特别去做今天的运动。
Now Paul doesn't go work out.
他走路就是运动。
But he walks a lot. When he walks, exercise.
有一次众人都坐船。
One time everyone is taking a boat ride.
他拒绝走路。
But Paul chose to walk.
他一个人走路。
So he walked by himself.
我想保罗用走路来维持他的健康啊。
And I think Paul walked so that he stayed.
所以操练身体一处上少。
So for body to exercise profit a little.
不是没有一处，有一处的。
Yes, still some problem.
这个肉身需要保养。
So I think that we have to take care of our body.
这是说到我们的身体的用法。
Now that talks that one term of our body.
另外一个肉体的用法。
Now the other perspective of our flesh.
那就是不好的一面了。
Now that's the bad part.
什么叫做肉体呢
？What is this flesh?
说到我们当初人类堕落的时候。
We talk about when man was corrupt.
吃了那个果子。
When man ate that fruit.
吃了。果子问题并这件事本身问题不大。
Now eating that fruit itself did not bring much consequence.
就像全世界神的儿女都以为亚当那天不听话。
All the children of God think that is Adam.
违背了神的命令。
Disobey the Lord's command.
违背神的命令这件事不算很大。
Now just disobeying the Lord's command is not the worst thing.
处罚他就可以了。
He just needed to take on the punishment.
神也可以决决原谅他，对不对
？Or maybe God can even choose to forgive him.
眼中那个结果是吃了这果子怎么办
？Now after he ate the fruit, what happened?
我曾经讲过这几句话。
I told you this before.
就会被毒药。
It's like some poison.
就父亲离开家的时候，告诉孩子的毒药不能吃。
You can tell the son not to eat the poison.
父亲回来了。
But after the father returns,
父亲回来了，要吃药去了。
Discovered that the son has now ate the poison.
这件事不对。
Now he did the wrong thing.
但这不对也是小事。
But yes, that's the small thing.
吃了毒药怎么办
？What happened after the son ate the poison?
我们接受了那个。邪恶的生命。
Now we have took on the sinful life.
从此以后，人成为罪人。
From that time on, man became sinners.
不是外面犯罪的，里面的生命有了罪了。
Not only we do sinful things, but inside of us we have.
像一杯水一样的。
Just like a glass of water.
水最清洁的。
Water was pure.
你挑上墨进去了。
If you put in ink,
我们就不叫它水了。
Then it's no longer water.
叫它墨了，对不对
？It's now ink.
叫它药去了。
If you put in medicine,
不叫它好
了。
叫它药了。
It's now medicine.
人犯罪之后，接了那个接受那个善果之后，
When man sinned and ate that fruit,
人里面接受了仇敌生命了。
Inside of us now we have the life of our enemy.
所以生命混杂了。
Our life is no longer.
犯罪里面有罪，外面才犯。
Now we have sinful the inside, so we'll commit sinful acts.
所以我们没有一个人没犯过罪，对不对
？That's why all of us have sinned.
我们举个最例子，经常的一个问题就是发脾气。
An example that I always like to give is our temper.
有没有人没犯过脾气的
？Anyone not thrown a temper before?
有没有人发过脾气的
？Anyone not thrown a temper?
大家都不讲话，都发过了是吧
？I think everyone has.
有没有人觉得我？一直发脾气的脾气发不出来的。
Is there anyone that wants to throw a temper but just can't?
有没有觉得我就努力发脾气
？Do you need to put an effort to throw a temper?
这个脾气不是你要发就发的。
I tell you that the temper cannot be controlled.
中国人说怒从心头起啊。
Chinese have a saying that the temper comes from the heart.
我那个脾气来了。
When the temper comes,
我才知道我在发脾气了。
You realize that your temper has already.
注意，发脾气是件很小的事了。
But I tell you that throwing a temper is not.
我说你儿女不可以发脾气啊。
I tell you that children of God, we should control.
我们发脾气是件大事。
That don't throw your temper.
说明我们生命里面这个时候没有主啊。
That illustrates to us that when you throw a temper, you don't have the Lord.
这就是肉体。
You are letting the flesh.
邪恶的肉体在我们里面出来了。
Your sinful flesh has taken over.
这是我们今天的时候又要用讲这件事，就是邪恶的肉体。
So today we're going to describe this evil flesh.
自从人堕落之后，没有人能够制服肉体。
Whatever ever man sinned, no one can.
都神从肉体的恶欲来制服。 就是
And we all follow the lust of our flesh.
所以保罗在罗马第八章是救恩大的救恩。
So that's why in Romans chapter 8, Paul talked about the salvation.
靠着圣灵致死肉体的行为。
Through the Spirit, now we can put our flesh to death.
保罗现在弟兄们，我们不是欠肉体的债。
He said, therefore, brother, we are debtors, not to the flesh.
他用那个原文这个字啊，这个债啊，原文是债户。
The original language is talk about being the debtor.
我们不是肉体的债户。
That we are not debtors.
什么叫债户呢
？What is a debtor?
我欠了一个人的钱。
That when I owe someone's money.
我就变成了债户了。
Then I am in debt.
债户最怕的就是债主。
And as a debtor, I'm most scared of the creditor.
债主来了。
When the creditor
就是要钱，对不对？
Comes and
asks me for money, 我必须还钱。
I have to give him back his money.
不还钱，我接受。惩罚又是犯法的。
If I don't pay him back, then I get punished.
这叫债户。
That's a debtor.
但弟兄们，我们不是肉体的债户。
He says, therefore, brother, we are not debtors.
主在十字架上为我们还清了一切的债。
When the Lord died on the cross, He paid the debt for us.
为我们完成了浩大救恩。
With that, He has completed His salvation.
我们就不是肉体的债户了。
We are no longer debtors to our flesh.
也不欠他的债了。
We are not in debt.
所以神的儿女要知道，我们可以不犯罪了。
That's why children of God, you have to understand, we don't have to.
不能就用发脾气的例子，你可以不发脾气的。
Using temperance as an example, you don't need to.
我们不欠肉体的债。
We are no longer debtors.
事实我们神的儿女还有犯罪的。
In fact, the children of God, we still stand a time.
主死了没有？
Has the Lord died?
主为我们死了。今天我也读，约伯记没有读了啊。
Today we also need to read.
约伯记十四章举个例。
In the book of Job, he talked about himself.
这个大树被砍倒在地上。
About a tree that has been cut down.
从树根砍断的。
From the root is cut.
有树死了没有呢？
But has the tree died?
死了。
The tree may have died.
但是呢，它还会发出绿的芽来。
Yet tender shoots will still come through.
长出绿的枝子来。
Little shoots and little branches.
又不记说人就生生不息啊，一直长出绿的东西来。
In the book of Job, he talked about how life will never end.
那个小孩子看了。
As a little children.
这个树没有死。
That tree has not died.
它是活的。
The tree still lives.
它长出绿枝子来了。
Because tender shoots still rise.
我们长大的人有知识。
Now as grown men, we have wisdom.
我们说它确实死了。
We think we know the tree is died.
它是个死树。
Is the dead tree.
它里面的水分还没有干。
But yes, there's still water within.
是不是还会长出绿枝子来？
And from the water, tender
shoots. 一长不久的。
It could still rise up.
到底有树的水分干了。
But if the water is dry,
它就完全没有长，不可能再长东西了。
Then the tree is now completely dead.
我们主为我们还清了一切的债。
The Lord has paid the debt for us.
不再做肉体的债户。
We are no longer debtors to the flesh.
但下面的话分这边重要。
And then what comes afterward?
我们若顺着肉体活着，
If we live according to the flesh,
一定要死。
You will die.
那是个叫属灵的 spiritual death.
That's a spiritual death.
我们若是靠着圣灵，
If we live by the spirit,
致死肉体的行为，
Then you put to death the deeds of the body.
一样活着。
You will live.
致死这个字很奇妙的一个字。
To put to death is an amazing word.
这个字、啊、可以翻译作叫酒药性。
This word can also be transferred into a modify.
酒药性我们中国人特别懂。
To modify.
中国人的医学啊，有个经针治病，你们听见过没有？
In Chinese medicine, we practice acupuncture.
这个经针治病很奇妙。
Acupuncture using needle.
太长的经针啊。
A long needle.
刺到人的肉身里面去。
Poke into your body.
它刺对了不痛的，我试过好几次。
If you poke at the right point, you won't feel anything.
刺的不对，你不能自己乱刺，那个痛的。
But if you try to just put a needle in you, it will hurt.
这个医生刺对的那个穴道，它不痛的。
But for the acupuncturist, if they put the needle at the right place,
在经针上面放着药草。
And then on the needle, they put herb.
我们中国人有很好的药草叫艾草。
That in Chinese medicine, we have this herb.
这种药草。
If you put this herb,
它有杀菌消炎的力量的
this herb can kill bacteria,
所以把药放在经针上面、
so、once you put this herb on the needle,
把那个药用火点着了
if you light it up with fire,
这个药就把它的力量到我们肉身里面去了
now this medicine, through the needle, is not in your body.
能够杀菌消炎
it can now kill bacteria,
治好里面的病
heal your sickness.
这个叫做主要性。
And this is healing by the
Lord. 欧洲也有这样的医药。也很长的历史啊。
Long history.
所以保罗就很习惯就用着这个字了。
So that's why Paul used this word.
叫做主要性。
To mortify.
圣灵在我们里面。
In the spirit,
有一个特性能够消灭我们肉体的行为。
The spirit has a characteristic that you eliminate.
所以我们里面两个生命。
So that's why in us two different lives.
用我们天然生命跟肉体行为没有办法的。
If you live according to the flesh, then you have.
我从前住在上海的时候。
When I lived in Shanghai.
有个老亲戚。老太太住在我家了哈。
There's a relative, an older sister.
哇，这位老太太的脾气一天发不发几次脾气，晚上睡不着觉了。
And this old lady, she has a bad temper. She has to throw a temper before she goes.
她一发脾气的时候啊，
she throws the temper.
我们快快把容易摔碎的东西都给她搬开了。
We would take away anything that could be easily broken from her.
她发脾气了，看见什么就摔什么。
Because when she throws the temper, she throws everything.
这个人一天发几次脾气。
And every time she froze the temper.
她是全世界最不快乐的一个人。
But I tell you that she must be the person who is more miserable.
她发完脾气了。
After she froze the temper.
定了坐在房间里面流泪。
And she would cry alone in her
room. 我很同情她。
I was pitiful for her.
她发脾气身不由己啊。
But she can't control herself.
发完脾气后悔。
After she throws the temper, she regrets.
后悔了，再发脾气。
And then after she regrets, she
再后悔，再发脾气。
And then she regrets and beat the.
她要循环到她死了。
Until the day she died.
死了不会发脾气了。
And after she died, she can't throw the temper anymore.
神的儿女不该这样。神的儿女有足有极大的救恩。我们两个生命在我们里面。
We now have two lives.
我们要发脾气了，靠着意志力量制服他是没有用的。最好的办法，搬个家，我们是主的生命。
Move into the life of the Lord.
我在主的生命里依靠主
Move into the Lord and rely on
依靠圣灵
rely on
主立刻给你力量了
And the Lord will give you strength
一个奥秘的力量那么甜美在我们里面
A mysterious power that is not
我所有的脾气消灭了
With this power all my temper is gone
我认得一对弟兄姊妹了
I know of a brother and a sister
夫妻两个人
It's a couple
脾气不好
They both have bad
常吵架
always get into arguments.
那个都是蛮爱主的人的哈
they both love the Lord.
你不要说爱主的人不会吵架爱主的人有的人常吵架
don't think that if you love the Lord that you don't argue, you need to argue.
有时那个弟兄啊实在觉得不平安呢
sometimes the brother did not feel peace.
这样吵架真的不荣耀主啊
with all this argument they're not
也真是没有见证
and in fact they're not a testimony
他就祷告主
so he prayed.
从今天开始
He prays that from today and on,
绝对不吵架了。
I will not argue.
还求主帮助我。
And I ask the Lord to help.
我不吵架了。
I will not argue.
下了决心了。
He was determined.
那个太太没有改变啊。
The sister never changed.
第一天的硬话惹他了。
One day, the sister offended the brother.
很容易得胜了。
But he overcame.
不吵架。
He did not argue.
我不还口。
He says, I will not talk.
第二天。
The second day.
不还口。
I will not come back.
没有第一天那么容易了。
It was harder than the first day.
到了第三天。
The third day.
他讲话了。
He talked back.
哎，我不吵架，不是怕你啊。
He says, I'm not arguing with you, not because I'm afraid.
我是为着主不吵架的啊。
It is for the Lord that I don't argue.
我告诉你，失败已经开始了。
I tell you that that's the beginning of
the fourth day. 第四天的忍不住了。
The fourth day.
到了第五天的。
The fifth day.
所以继续下来五天的脾气一起发。
He throws a temper so great that he combined all the wrath.
而且打了太太一拳头。
And he even raised his hand.
哎呀，回到主面前痛哭流泪了。
He came back to the Lord and cried.
主，我完了。
He said, Oh.Lord, this is
五天的胜利到最后失败了。
I overcame five days and I failed.
他认罪晚了。
And after he confessed,
这主的同在那么甜美呢。
And he felt the presence of the Lord.
主也没有责备他吵架。
The Lord never yelled at him.
吵架是你本相。
He knew that there was a nature.
会吵架人不吵架那才奇怪了。
Someone who wanted to argue didn't argue. That's the Lord.
这主的同在那么甜美。
And he felt the presence of the Lord.
享受主的同在啊。太太来了。
And
he went.打我一拳头
and the wife said, you raised
your hand on him. 这太太好凶啊
the wife was fierce.
要跟他拼命了
the wife wanted to kill him.
他觉得他的吵架力量没有了。
And he lost the strength to fight.
主的同在那么甜美啊！
Because now he has the presence.
奥秘的力量把他脾气没有看不见了。
It is now the mysterious power that took away.
弟兄姊妹，这个基督徒懂得的经历。
So brothers and sisters, as Christians, we need to experience.
吵架发脾气是我的本相。
To have an argument, to complain,
不发脾气。我有新造的人。
Do not throw the temper. Then now we are the new creation.
我有新的生命。
We now have a new life.
让圣灵来对付敌基。
Let the Holy Spirit fight against
them. 所以保罗有个主要性。
So that's why Paul used the word mortify.
圣灵有个力量，消灭肉体的力量。
The new life has the power to put to death.
消灭肉体的行为。
Eliminate the deeds of the
flesh. 我们的得胜不是靠自己的力量的。胜过罪恶的。
And our overcoming does not rely on our own strength.
我们的得胜靠着圣灵。
And our overcoming relies on the Spirit.
加拉太书五章。
In Galatians chapter 5,
他说的一个字叫做欲望。
He talked about the word lust.
肉体的欲，圣灵的欲。
The lust of the flesh and the lust of the spirit.
他不出一个字叫做欲。
He talked about this desire.
这欲是太大了。
But this is a great desire.
欲。支配所有人类的生活。
The desire is what drives man.
我们中国人提到欲啊，都把讲有不好的字。
And when we talk about desire, we thought about bad things.
其实欲这个字有坏的，有好的。
Here the desire itself has two perspectives.
也有不好不坏的。
There are good things and bad things about it.
我们吃饭叫做食欲。
When we eat, we have a desire to eat. That's our appetite.
一个人吃饭没有食欲了。
If you lose your appetite.
那严重了就得去看医生。
Then you have to go to the doctor.
医生给他药吃。
And if the doctor gives you medicine.
要让他恢复食欲。
To bring back your appetite.
吃东西有味道。
So that you can now eat again.
对啊，这个欲是。不是不好不坏的。人没有食欲不能活啊。人睡觉也是个欲啊。到了时候就想睡了，对不对？有的人睡得多，有的人睡得少。那个人的体质不一样。我就是睡得比较少的。睡了五个小时就足够了，足够了。有的人要睡足半个小时的。那也正常。我不是我年长弟兄，他一天只睡四个小时足够了。
There's some elderly brother, all they need is four.
第二天精神真是谁比不上他。
After 4 hours, he's energetic.
他晚上只睡四小时。
You only need 4 hours.
每一个人不一样。
It's different for everyone.
我也没有看见一个不睡的，没有。
But I've never met anyone that doesn't sleep at all.
睡是个正常的欲。
The desire to sleep is.
但睡懒觉就不对了。
But to sleep excessively, now that's.
我是上海人。
I am from Shanghai.
上海人多半的人都是辛勤劳苦工作的。
The Shanghai is known for working hard.
那是上海中国最大的都市。
Because Shanghai is one of the biggest cities.
但有少数的上海人呢。
But there are some Shanghainese.
就不大好了。
They're not great people.
晚上该睡的时候不睡。
At nighttime they don't sleep.
过夜生活。
They want to leave the.
早晨睡到中午才起来。
They sleep in the morning until noon.
那这个欲就不对了。
Then now that's the wrong desire.
这个正常的是过头了就不对了。
If you do anything excessively, then.
这是对了。
It is right to eat.
贪吃偷吃就不对了。
If you eat excessively now.
睡是对的。
It is okay to sleep.
睡懒觉就不对了，对不对？
Excessively now, that's wrong too.
我曾经碰到个弟兄啊。
I met a brother before.
他就是睡觉睡到十一点起来的。
He loves to sleep until noon.
我跟他很熟。
I was a good friend.
我要把他拔出来。
So I wanted to make him wake up.
真是不容易的。
It was hard to wake up.
我第一个目标啊。你早晨明天啊四点半起来好不好
？So I started telling him, why don't you start waking up at 10?
努力靠主，四点半起来。
So with the Lord of the strength of God,
好，很不容易成功了，爬半个小时，四点半起来了。
He started waking up at 10.
我再爬他，四点钟起来好不好
？Then I challenged him, why don't you wake up at 10?
哎，对他真是不容易啊。
And it was hard.
到十点钟才成功了。我第三问，九点半好不好？他说你要这样逼我啊！前些日子，他们现在有个年轻姊妹对我讲。
So a younger sister came to me from Copenhagen.
十六，你管树林，你是不是管我生活啊
？And said, "Brother Z, you should take care of my spiritual life. Why am I?"
我说我远这不管你的生活。
He said, "I don't really want to teach you."
生活不同的地方，我就要管你。
I don't want to tell you what to do, but if you do something excessively, I need to let you know.
教会有权管的。
Because the church
什么叫做你还管我的生活？你的生活不正常的，怎么不管你啊？
Something goes wrong. I have the responsibility to let you know.
所以我们这个生活很多叫不正常啊。
So there's a lot of abnormality.
所以那个弟兄到了九点半起来，我九点好不好？
So that brother became at 9:00.
再往上爬。
To 9:00.
爬到八点半。
8:30.
我不爬了。
And then I said, that's okay.
他就神迹奇事了。
8:30.
从11:30跑到8:30起床了，很好很好了。
啊，
我讲说跑到8:00起床了。
Now at 8:30, I just let him be.
8:00起床他就很好了。
8:00, maybe that's.
这个叫做有睡觉正常的事，被那个不好的欲啊。
If you sleep excessively, that's a bad desire.
所以欲操纵所有人类的生活。
Your desire leads man's life.
在这里说肉体的欲，圣灵的欲。
Here talks about the desire of the flesh and the desire of the.
保罗讲了好多肉体欲的事。
Talk about a lot of passions and desires.
一点一串圣灵的欲的事。
When he talks about the desire of the spirit.
肉体的欲，邪淫，拜偶像，行邪术。
The desire and passions of the flesh.
这个神的儿女不大会犯。
The adulteries and bad things.
竞争。
There is a spiritual warfare.
闹怒。
To anger,
他自己也是我们神的儿女常犯。
To anger and go.
其实竞争 compete 的这个字在美国人不算个坏字。
But I tell you that a desire to compete may not be a bad thing.
美国靠着竞争进步的呀。
It is the United States that it is through our competitiveness that we get better.
人怎么能不竞争啊
？How can we not compete?
一个年轻人有竞争的心，他是有出息的人。
For a young man, it is the competitiveness that drives him better.
一个年轻人没有竞争的心，他没有前途啊。
If a young person does not have the drive in him, then
没有出息啊。
He will never be better.
所以竞争在美国来说好事。
So to compete in the United States is a great thing.
我们靠着竞争进步的。
And it is through competition that we get better.
所以美国人的竞争的心比别的国家大。
That's why the Americans, we have a heart to compete.
才建立了那么个强大的国家嘛。
So that's how we become so strong.
所以竞争这个样子还是没用法的。
So to compete, it depends on how
we compete. 把竞争用到教会里面来。
If you bring your competitiveness into the church.
那要把教会闹得天翻地覆的呀。
You will bring chaos.
教会绝对不可以有竞争。
In the church, we should not compete with each other.
保罗说竞争。
Paul said that competition.
这个肉体的一个欲。
Is a desire of.
这欲就是要竞争。
And a desire is to compete.
苦恼。我前天我在 conversation 里说。
Last time when I was in conversation.
这个几十年，我对任何人没有别的 feeling。
In the couple of decades, I don't have any other feeling.
不管我遇见什么不好的事。
Doesn't matter what bad things I've
been. 要引起我别的 feeling。一个讨厌他的心不容易的。
It is very hard to make me hate something.
长久住在新生命里面。
Because I live in this new life.
这个东西找不到了。
All the things of our old life.
两个源头在我们里面。
I carry the both of this life.
肉体的欲。
The desire of the flesh.
圣灵的欲。
The desire of our spirit.
圣灵也有欲啊。
The spirit also has a desire.
这个是神圣的欲。
These are the righteous desires.
我们神的儿女都经历这些事的。
Children of God, we have this.
我们信了主之后。
After we believe in the Lord.
里头有新的生命。
In us, a new life.
有新的欲。
New desire.
在我们里面，让我们去亲近主。
This desire brings us close to the Lord.
里头有一个需要和主交通。
A new need, so that we need to.
里面有个需要去聚会。
A new need that we want to come to.
和圣徒交通。
To fellowship with.
我们有个欲去侍奉。
We have a desire to.
我们有个欲进入身体的生活。
A desire to live a righteous life.
过教会的生活。
To live a church life.
有没有这个欲啊
？Do you have that desire?
没有这个欲不会来聚会的。这叫做圣灵的欲。圣灵喜乐和平慈爱。
Joy, peace, and love.
保罗讲了九种圣灵的果子。
Paul talked about the nine different characteristics of the Holy Spirit.
所以这个不是行为，这个叫做果子。
That's not the deeds, but they are.
什么叫做果子啊
？What is the fruit?
一个树。
A fruit comes from a tree.
健康的树一定结果子。
A healthy tree bears fruit.
不结果子，那个树有病了。
The tree doesn't bear fruit, then the tree is sick.
结果子，果子也不一样。
To bear fruit, all the fruits are
different. 有的树结好果子。
Some trees bear good fruit.
有的树结坏果子。
Some trees bear bad fruit.
好果子非常甜美。
Good fruits are sweet.
坏果子咬一口酸到的牙齿。
Bad fruits are sour.
主耶稣说好树结好果子
Jesus says, good trees bear good fruit.
坏树结坏果子
bad trees bear bad fruit.
果子证明树的生命
the fruit reveals the life of the tree.
证明生命的品质
reveals the quality of the tree.
果子的生命的流露
Fruit is the manifestation.
我们里面的生命流出来，就是叫做果子。
When we manifest life, that's our life.
所以动怒是天然生命的果子。
So that's why growing anger.
里面的嫉妒是天然生命的果子。
We bear the fruit of anger. That's from the old life.
圣灵生命。
And we bear the new fruit.
结出果子来，喜乐、慈爱、和平。
And it's love, peace, and joy.
明白这果子了吗？
The meaning of fruit.
所以都是两个源头。
So、we have these two different
到了这个地方，我们的意志上非常大的关系。神让我们这个人给我们个意志。
Lord give us our will.
意志是决定的机关。
Our willpower makes all the choices.
我们今天什么是我们意志了
？What we choose relies on what our will is.
所以我们天天站在两种面前，生命面前。
So every day we choose between two lives.
每一个时候站在两种生命面前。
All times we have these two lives.
我拣选主的生命呢
？Do I choose the Lord's life?
我还拣选天然生命呢
？Do I choose the natural life?
生天然生命不需要拣选。
It doesn't take effort.
你让他去，他就出来了。
You just let go. You go to the next.
那我们树林生命要拣选。
But we have to choose this.
我拣选主。
I choose the Lord.
拣选主。
I choose the Lord.
主的生命进来了。
And then you will be.
这是神的儿女的见证。
And that is the testimony of Christians.
我们为什么能胜过一切罪恶呢
？How do we overcome these?
因为主的生命。让主的生命流露出来，这是我们最大的见证。全世界基督徒跟不信主的人不一样。为什么不一样呢？主的生命在里面，生命流出就是见证。
Manifest His life, that's our witness.
那今天这篇信息对你们很重要。
Today, that's why this message is important.
肉体的力量强。
The power of flesh is strong.
肉体力量起来怎么办？
And when this power arises, what do
we do? 不要自己去力量去对付。
Don't try to fight it yourself.
所以保罗用我们靠着圣灵致死肉体的行为。
So、that's why Paul said that by the Spirit you will put to death the body.
所以这个字的意思呢有主要性了。
That's what it meant to.
圣灵的力量进来了。
When you rely on the power of the Spirit,
它里头有像那中国的打金针一样，它有杀菌消炎的功能。
And this spirit has the power to kill bacteria and
圣灵的力量把我们里面肉体的力量破灭了。
The power of the Spirit can eliminate the power of a body.
第一次解决。
Make that choice.
有点费力。
It's hard to make the first.
你要得胜。
You have to choose
你这个有点费力。
Then you have to make
用你的意志。
Use your will.
我不发力气。
To say that I don't want.
我靠着主。
By the Lord's strength.
主立刻给你帮助了。
The Lord will give you strength.
生命力量都从主来。
Life and power from the Lord.
你得胜了几十次。
If you overcome dozens of times,
你得胜的很容易的。像我这样年龄的人，信主七十年了。我讲话后，你要赢我发脾气不容易。我没有说我绝对不会发脾气。不夸这个口。
I can't say that.
但是的确是要我发脾气不容易。好多年了，我不记得我发脾气的事了。都靠圣灵的力量好习惯了。
Because now I make the choice.
圣灵在我里面掌权。
Holy Spirit now controls.
新的生命结新果子。
New life bear new fruit.
爱人。
Love man.
喜乐。
Peace.
平安。
Joy.
节制。保罗讲的九种果子，都是圣灵生命在我们里面的流露。
It is all manifestation of a new life.
我们的生命不是学出来的。
Our new life is not just to walk.
是活出来的。
Is to live out.
活出新生命。
To manifest this new life.
行出来这个腓力斯的。
More than just walking.
现在八天出来的还是老生命。所以天天我们活在两个生命跟前。
So every day, pick a new life.
保罗说，这两个生命都是玉。
And Paul talks about the desire of both sides.
肉体情欲, the 圣灵的欲,
the desire of the flesh and the desire
of the flesh.
These two desires go against
each other,
contrary to each other.
这神的儿女懂得,
we need to understand that.
我们跟着肉体的情欲跑,
that if we let go and go
up, 圣灵把不平安,
then the Spirit will make us not peace.
是不平安是我们懂得的,
we will understand when we're not.
和那个书啊, 现在没有放平呢,
just like a book, if it's not level,
你假如你又把它定平了,
you will want to make it level.
但还是定平啊,
if it's still not level,
要彻底对付这些事啊,
then you will do more about it.
我们里面两个与彼此相争的,
the two desires,
彼此为敌的,
against each other.
问题我是不是最重要, 我这个人最重要,
but you thinking that you are
the one, 我用我的意志,
use your will.
不站在肉体情欲这一面,
no longer stand in a,
站在主这一面,
but stand on the side of the
Lord. 立刻圣灵发出圣灵的预言,
and at that point you will have the desire of the
Spirit. 圣灵的果子的平安,
you'll bear the fruit of the
Spirit. 喜乐,
peace, joy,
和平,
peace,
忍耐,
patience,
节制, 借助举过圣灵果子来的,
and benign others.
对我们生活很重要啊, I hope you
remember.
大家彼此劝勉回去操练好不好?
Encourage each other and practice.
你们有没有发现两个生命啊?
Do you have this desire?
你们不讲话, 没有发现你为什么来不平安?
If you don't know this
spirit, 你在不平, 你们得救的弟兄啊,
you break rest now.
有两个生命在里面啊,
understand you have two lives.
天天节制,
every day make that choice.
每件事都节制,
everything.
节制站在主这一面,
make the choice to be on the
不站在肉体这一面,
not standing on the flesh.
两个生命维持相争,
when the two lives are contrary,
我就是一个决定因素,
you have the willpower to choose.
看我的意志站在哪一面,
use your willpower to choose,
就活出哪一个生命,
and manifest that life.
保罗说我们有救恩,
the Paul said that we have
to, 主我们成全了浩大救恩,
from the Lord he has completed our
suffering. 属主的人,
the people that belong to God,
已经把肉体和肉体的邪情私欲,
have already put the passions and desires of the flesh,
都钉在十字架上了,
crucified.
我已经死了,
that I died.
现在会发脾气, 那是个奇怪,
if you're already dead, why are you still throwing temper?
但是我们常被脾气所生了,
we're still throwing tempers.
主就把我们的肉体和肉体的邪情私欲,
the Lord has already put our flesh passions and desires,
都钉在十字架上了, nailed
to the cross.
我们肉体的欲,
passions of the flesh is crucified.
我不需要,
no longer a debtor of this flesh.
那我里面有个圣灵的欲代替了,
now we have new desires, so for a person that doesn't have the spirit, just the flesh, he has a bad life.
我们特别是喜乐和平安,
so we have peace and joy.
所以我们结学圣灵,
so let us choose the spirit.
大家都为我们学习功课好不好?
Let us all learn this lesson.
保罗下面结束了一个非常好大的结束,
then Paul talked about them these great things.
我不以为你夸口,
that I should not boast,
是夸, 主耶稣和他钉十字架,
except in the cross of our Lord Jesus Christ.
我没有可夸的,
because I have nothing else to boast.
神的儿女不要夸别的事情,
as children of God, don't boast on your
side, 只夸救主,
and only boast on our Lord Jesus
Christ, 十字架和救法,
and the world and his
kingdom, 只夸救基督, 并他钉十字架,
only boast in our Lord Jesus and his crucifixion.
主为我们完全的浩大的救恩,
our Lord has completed our salvation.
我们胜过一,
and now we can overcome all the desire of
our flesh.
We are no longer debtors to
our flesh.
We are no longer in debt.
在我, in 我,
it depends on you, what side are you on?
我不与别人夸口,
I boast of nothing else,
是夸主耶稣,
but our Lord Jesus Christ and his crucifixion.
受割礼, 不受割礼, 无关紧要,
neither circumcision nor uncircumcision.
他为什么讲, 为什么讲这句话呢?
Why did Paul say it?
因为保罗是外邦人的使徒,
because Paul is a a person preaching to the foreigners.
犹太人心跟你猜大的事啊。
Now for the Jews, circumcision is a great thing.
保罗带领外邦人得救了。
Paul is leading the Gentiles.
保罗不替外邦人心隔离。
So Paul doesn't need the Gentiles to circumcise.
那一天他带了几个外邦弟兄们上耶路撒冷去。
And that day he took a couple Gentile brothers to him.
这个耶路撒冷的这个保守派最大的是雅各。
And then, James, who is a conservative person, they followed the laws and they weren't circumcised. And then so he said, you Gentiles,
Paul
said no. And then at that day there was a great debate.
The
Jews that said you must be circumcised. And then Paul said that it doesn't matter. Great debate.
感谢主，我们那么多信徒从来没信隔离的事。
Thanks to the Lord that we don't care about
that. 所以保罗在加拉太书末了他讲这句话。
So that's why at the end of the book of Galatians,
对着耶路撒冷大辩论讲的。
To the Jews he said,
受隔离不受隔离无所谓。
Neither circumcision nor uncircumcision.
要紧的是新造的人。
But a new creation.
我们是新造的人
we are the new
我们里头有新生命
in us, a new life.
隔离不隔离是肉身上的事
circumcision, uncircumcision, that's just
fine. 无关紧要
Who cares?
今天我们不是说隔离不说隔离的问题我们没有什么问题
Today we don't care.
虽然任何的事都无关紧要
Nothing else is important.
要紧的是新造的人
But a new creation.
我们彼此争论呢
So a great debate.
都有件事对不对
About a thing.
这个吵架的人呢
Anyone who argues,
每一个人都觉得自己是对的
they all think that they are right.
有一个人觉得自己不对就不会吵架了
If one person knows that they're wrong, why would you argue?
你觉得对的
you think you're
反白理由
Then you come up with reason
都不管紧要
But whatever reason is, it doesn't
要紧的是心造的人
Anything important is you're a new creation.
你吵架你不做新造的人了。
If you argue, then
爸爸，你不过就是西来的，你们讲理由都不做新造的人了。
Whenever you talk about reasons, then you're not a new creation.
我就是一个拒绝里面理由的人。
I am one that denies.
这不容易，理由我觉得我是对的。
I don't care if I'm right.
我在主面前对的，主不需要为我定十字架了。
If I was right, then the Lord did not have to.
我这个人就是个罪人。
I knew I was a sinner.
一个墨水的瓶子流出来，每一滴水都是黑的。
When a bottle of ink rolls out, it's black.
我出来的都不对。
Whatever comes to me,
不加理由。
My reasoning is not right.
我们拒绝一切的事。
Let us deny all our own reasoning.
受隔离不受隔离无所谓。
Circumcision or uncircumcision avails nothing. But a new creation.
保罗在哥林多前书五章啊。
In the First Corinthians chapter 5.
他在凡在基督里的人。
If any man be in Christ,
就是一个新造的人。
He is a new creature.
是新造的人，跟做新造的人差距很大啊。
He's a new creature and being a new creature.
在基督里就是新造的人。
When you are in Christ, you are a new creation.
新造的人不做也新造的人呢。
You are a new creation. You don't have to be.
你乃是找着老的旧造的人发作啊。
If you're still doing the old thing.
所以在这里说，做新造的人。
He is a new creature.
一切的事无关紧要。
Old things are passed away.
你觉得你再对都不对的。
When you think you're right, you're not.
凭着你的肉体就不对。
If you try to go according to your flesh, you're wrong.
你做出来好的最好的事还是不对。
Even if you use your own strength to do the best things, still not the best.
一切的事无关紧要。
Everything else is not.
要紧的是新造的人。
The only thing we need to strive for is to be the.
这句话重要吗？我们大家都要记住这句话哈。
Let us all remember.
人都不要。
For no man can bother me.
因为我身上带着耶稣的印记。
Because now I bear the mark of Christ.
知不知道我们身上都有耶稣的印记啊？
You know that you now have the seal of Christ.
这个印记不是外面看得见的。
This seal cannot be seen with your eyes.
似乎有圣灵的印记在我们身上。
But in fact, we bear the seal of Christ.
神看见的。
God can see it.
仇敌看见的
the enemy.
连外面的人都能看见的
Other people can see it.
印记是什么
What is this seal?
打上个印记
When you put on this seal,
第一件事
first stamp.
印记和印的本身完全一样的。
Sealed and the stamp is exactly.
差一点不能做印记的。
The difference then was.
所以第一件事，印记虚造形象。
The seal represents the image of the stamp.
印记和印完全一样的。
The stamp and the seal is the same.
主在我们打上了印记。
The Lord has put his seal.
我们顺着印记活出来。
So through his mark.
和主完全一样的。这是神儿女最大的见证
了。
我们活出主来了。我身上有耶稣的印记。印记第二个意义。什么东西上有谁的印记？就宣告主权。我的印记呢？这个东西是属于我的。这个印记是谁的？就属于谁的。我们可有耶稣的印记，宣告主的主权。我们是属于主的，向主形象，让主掌权。保罗说的都不要。保罗甚至是还要讲受割礼不受割礼，把他烦死了。不要讲我现在最重要的，我有主的印记。
Only thing that's important is I have the mark.
我活出主来。
I live out
Christ. 我让主掌
权。Let Christ take control.
我弟兄们都记得这件事情，好不好？
Brothers and sisters, remember.
受割礼不受割礼无关紧要。
Circumcisions are not. Who cares?
要紧再说。
What's important?
就现在。
We are now a new creation.
你都不要。
Nothing else can bother.
我身上带着耶稣的印记。
I bear the mark of Christ.
我们这四个。大家没有唱过啊，是很好的诗歌，中国人写的，作者我找不到，有无名的作者，叫连于基督和不胜的主，我们再唱这首诗歌。